Today's shiur is Masechta Beya Daf Yud Ches. We will begin in Daf Yud Zayin and Beis towards the bottom of the Yomer at the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin and Beis teaches us Chayiv Odom Latar Atzmei Beregel. A person before Yontif should go to the mikveh. The reason a person had to go to the mikveh before Yontif was in order to be able, on Yontif they were Oil Regel, they went into the Beis Hamikdash. On Yontif, they ate kabbonis that they brought, and in order to be able to eat kabbonis, you have to be tahar. And therefore, people would go to the mikveh. Not only would people go to the mikveh, but would they would take their utensils, their vessels to the mikveh, in order that they should be tahar and be usable on Yontif. And that's why the minig was that everybody went to the mikveh on Erev Yontif. Says the Mishnah, Chal liyos acha Shabbos, if Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, by Shama Emrim, the halacha is that on Yontif, Shabbos Yontif, he says you may not go to mikvah, and therefore he says Matbilan Asakol, everybody who needs to use the mikvah, everybody who has to be matar themselves should be matar themselves Mifnei Shabbos before Shabbos on Friday, which is Erev Shabbos, not go on Shabbos. By Sila Emrim Kalim Mifnei Shabbos. Yes, the kelim should be taken to the mikveh before Shabbos, but the person himself, says Beis Hillel, the Shabbos may go to the mikveh on Shabbos. That, and Mishnah is teaching us this way. The Mishnah teaches us the halacha this way, explains the Pnei Yeshua, to show us the extremes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That according to Beis Shammai, not only may kelim not be taken, according to Beis Shammai, kelim may not be taken to the mikveh, person may not even go to the mikveh on Shabbos. And according to Beis Hillel, you are allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. And as Pnei Yeshua explains, even though the halacha is, as we said, chayv odom mutar atzmei beregel, still that doesn't allow us to go to the mikveh. Beis Shammai does not allow us to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. Interesting question that the Rishonim already discussed. There are two reasons why to take a keli to the mikveh. One is if the keli became tameh. If a keli becomes tameh, the halach of course is that we have to take it to the mikveh to be matarit. But we also know that when somebody buys a new keli, he has to take it to the mikveh. And that the question is, when we discuss our Mishnah, which type of kelim are we talking about? The Rosh says that it really depends on what we're going to be learning in the sugya today. If we're going to learn, the concern is Shema Yisha, that Chazal were concerned that somebody's going to delay taking a keli to the mikveh until Shabbos. During the week he's busy. On Shabbos he has more time. And Chazal therefore said, don't go take it to the mikveh. So he said, that's only in a keli, that's an old keli that got tameh. But a new keli, there would be no reason to have that concern. However, if the concern is that you may carry Dalet Amos, if the concern is then you because of Shechita, then maybe even by new kelim, it's Asur. Another point that the Rishonim make, that the only time there's an Issa to take a keli to the mikveh on Shabbos is on a keli that has a chiyuv tefillah midaraisa. But something that's chiyuv tefillah is only midrabanan, we could be more lenient. The Magen Mishnah doesn't agree. And the Magen Mishnah says that even kelim that are chayiv and tefillah only midrabanan, you may not take to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yontif. However, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that a new keli we could take to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yontif. And the reason the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, says the Bi'ar Halacha, because even though, as we know, as we just said, the halacha is that if somebody buys a new keli, he has to take it to the mikveh. But let's say somebody bought a new keli and used that new keli, he cooked in that new keli without having taken it to the mikveh. The halacha is that the food that was cooked in that keli may be eaten. So from here we see, says the Bi'ar Halacha, that tefillas kelim is not that significant because the halacha is that you could eat that food. And that's why the Bi'ar Halacha takes a lenient approach. The halacha the Mishnah Berurah paskins that on Shabbos one should not take a keli, a new keli, to the mikvah. On Yontif, he's more lenient. If liquid becomes tamei, so there's an issue how to be matar that liquid. So what is known, what can be done is known as hashaka. Hashaka is you take that keli that has, you take a keli that put, you have in it the tamadiga water, the tamadiga liquid, and you put it into the mikvah, and as long as that tamei water touches, comes in minimum contact with the mikvah water, they become that water becomes tahar. That's called hashaka. The lumdus, the mechanics of why hashaka works, is with what's known as zriya. Just like if we plant something on, and we have something that's tamei, but we completely replant it, the halacha is that becomes tahar. It goes back to being in its original state. So too, when we put the water into the mikveh in that way, it goes back that to that fashion. V'shavin, so says the Mishnah, both Beishamay and Beisil agree that Meshikin Esmayim B'Kli Evin L'Taron. We could put water that are tamei into a stone keli. The stone keli is a keli which is not Mekabel Tuma, to do Ashoka. Avaloi B'Matpilin. But if the water is in a keli which is Mekabel Tuma, a wooden keli, a metal keli, we should not do Ashoka on Shabbos. Matbilin, Megav L'Gav, Mechabura, Chabura, these words will, Mitzvah Shem, be explained in the Gemara. And the Beis Yisrael explains, we just had a discussion, Beishamay was machmer, that we're not allowed to do tefillah on Shabbos. Why are we more lenient with Hashoka? So the Tfas Yisrael says that, number one, it's a milsad lo shchicha. Take the matar water, this fashion is not common. And we know, and the Gemara is going to speak about it, milsad lo shchicha lo gozo barabonin, something which is uncommon, Chazal did not make gzeira. And therefore, we don't, Chazal would not makbid that we can't do Hashoka on Shabbos. And moreover, he says, we said we're going to learn in the Gemara. The reason we're not allowed to do Tefillas Kalim on Shabbos or Yontif is because Menira Kemesakin, it looks like you're fixing that Kali. But when you do Hashoka, that doesn't look like Tikkun. And therefore, since it doesn't look like Tikkun, the halacha is that we could be more lenient, and even though we are being machmer on tefillah, we're going to be lenient by hashaka. Says the Gemara, the kulam amis, but everybody, both Beisham and Beisil, agreed in our Mishnah, the keli b'Shabbos loy, that we may not take a keli to the mikvah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my tama, why did Chazal say we may not take a keli to the mikvah on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbah, Zei Roshem Yatlena, B'yodai Chazal were concerned you may come to carry V'yavarena Abraham's B'shus Rabbim, and you're going to come to carry a Dalaram's B'shus Rabbim. When we learn this Gemara, we have this Gemara often in Shas. The question that the Rishonim ask is, we know that when it comes to carrying, the two Isurim are carrying. One is carrying from B'shus Yochet to B'shus Rabbim, and one is carrying Dalaram's B'shus Rabbim. So the question that the Rishonim ask is, why when the Gemara mentions this, is the Gemara only concerned that you may carry Dalet Amos B'Shus Rabbim? And why is the Gemara not concerned that you may come to carry from Shus HaYochet to Shus Rabbim? So the Meiri and other Rishonim actually explain that it is that the Gemara means actually both. The Gemara means both that you may come to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus Rabbim, and also that you may come to carry Shus HaYochet to Shus Rabbim. And the only reason the Gemara mentioned the case of carrying Abraham's Shus Rabbim is because it's a shorter way to express itself. That's the Meiri's approach. But Tosfos says that the reason the Gemara chose this is for two reasons. One is because when you come to carry from Shus HaYochet to Shus Rabbim, it has to be a real Shus HaYochet and a real Shus Rabbim. But we know many of the Rosh Hashanahs that we think are Rosh Hashanahs are only a Carmelis. And if it's only a Carmelis, then it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's why the Gemara chose to speak about carrying Dalet Amos B'Rosh Hashanahs, which is a real Issa D'Oraisa. Another explanation Tosfos gives why the Gemara focused on carrying Dalet Amos B'Rosh Hashanahs is because when somebody's carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, because he's going from one rishus to another rishus, there's something that will remind him that I'm not allowed to go any further. However, when you're carrying the Amos rishus rabbim, there is no natural barrier that will remind you that you're not going to carry. And therefore we could understand that there's a difference between tiveling a vessel, a keli, versus tiveling a person. Because a person that needs to go to the mikveh is not carrying anything, and therefore, even though we have to be stricter when it comes to being carrying and being tivel a keli, we weren't strict by people. Amalei Abaya, so asks Abaya, if that is the concern, so if so, yesh lei baba chatzeroi, if somebody has a mikveh in his own chatzor, so there's no concern for carrying ma'ikel meimer, so why would we not be, why would we be also to toivel? We have nothing to worry about a carrying. Amalei, so Rabbi respond, zeira bar shem chatzeroi, indeed. If somebody had a mikveh in his own chatzor, this concern isn't there. But Chazal made zeira bar b'chatzeroi at the bar b'shus rabim, where that concern does exist. So the Shita Mekabetzis asks that, of course, Chazal made only the concern if it's bar b'shus rabim. So what is shot in the Gemara? He says that a biased question is that we could understand that if somebody always takes his kalim to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the mikveh, that he's going to get confused and maybe take it out on Shabbos. But this person who has a mikveh in his backyard never carries Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So why would we make this gzeira? So the Miri asks, Al Gemara asked that if a person has a mikveh in his backyard, why should he not be allowed to take it if the gezeira is that he may come to carry it? So ask the Meiri that we know that this Gemara of gezeira of carrying Dalet Amos Rosh Rabim is a Gemara that comes up often in Shas. That's why we're not allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. That's not why we're not allowed to take the Dalet Minim on Shabbos. And we don't find in all those other places that Chazal said, well, if you have a shofar, if you have a shul in your house, then there shouldn't be a problem. So the Meiri answers, every time we learn those Gemaras, the Gemara says that we're worried you're going to carry the shofar to a chacham to teach you how to blow the shofar. You're going to carry the dal minim to a chacham to teach you how to do the nanuim. So even if you have a shul in your home, you're still going to have to maybe go somewhere else to carry it. So it's obvious that it's usur even if you have a shul. But a mikveh, to take something to the mikveh, doesn't require a big Talmud Chacham. And because it doesn't take a big Talmud Chacham, everybody could just immerse something. And that's what the Gemara asked. If you have a mikveh in your backyard, in your own home, why shouldn't you be able to take something to the mikveh on Shabbos? The Tzlach gives a different answer. He says when somebody goes with a shofar or somebody goes with Dal Minim, it's something that somebody does in a very public manner. And because it's done in a public manner, we're concerned that people are going to see and they're going to think that you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos, which of course you may not. Taking something to the mikveh is not something that's necessarily done in a public way. And that's why the Gemara says, since the whole concern is much less of a concern, when you don't have the concern at all because you have a mikveh in your backyard, why should it be a problem? Continues the Gemara. Hotenech Shabbos. So we've explained why you can't take something to the mikveh on Shabbos, because we're worried you may come to carry it. Yontif, which as we've been discussing, one may carry on Yontif, Ma'ikel Meimer, why should it be also to take something to the mikveh? Answers the Gemara, Gazru Yontif at the Shabbos. Yes, Yontif should be mutter, because Chazal made a gzeira that it's also on Yontif because of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Migazrinan, is that the type of gzeira that we find that Chazal make? Ask the Gemara for Tanan. V'shavin, we just learned in our Mishnah, Shemeshikin is a kli b'klei evin, that a shoka may be done in a kli evin. L'taron avaloi matbilin. We may do a shoka, but we may not do tefillah. Vim isa, if the concern is like Rabbi said, the Chacham said that we're not allowed to do anything because we're worried that you may come to carry a keli on Shabbos. So now the question is, Negzar Hashaka. Chazal should have said that Hashaka in a Kli oven is Asur, or Tatbala. But we see that Chazal don't make those kind of Gzeris. Vitizbra, ask the Gemara, let's understand who is the individual who wants to do Hashaka. If it's a person that has water that's tar and fine, nobody would do Hashaka unless it was absolutely necessary. Ella, the less late, we're talking about a person that is so, that doesn't have any tar digga water, and because he doesn't have any tar digga water, because he has no other option, he does Hashaka. The kivin the less late, so since we're talking about a person that has no other water, mezi mizherbehu, he's always careful that his water should remain tar. And since he's always careful that his water should remain tar, if he came to a situation that he had to do Hashaka, it must be a situation that was not common. And as we mentioned a few moments ago, Milsud L'Shchicha L'Gos B'Rabbanan, something which isn't common, Chazal don't make Gzeira. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei. So Abai asks a question. The Braisa teaches us regarding Hilchos Yontif, Madlin B'Dalei Tomei. Somebody has a pitcher that it's Tomei, and he wants to make a tar, but we know we can't take it. We can't take it to the mikveh. What he can do, says the Gemara, is take this keli and use it as a pitcher to draw water from the bear, from the well, and like that, the pitcher will become vutar, and now this pitcher will become tahar. Vimisa, if you are correct that Chazal was so concerned about tefilas kelim, why is Madlin mutar? If we're going to allow to do Madlin, if Chazal was so concerned about this, then we should be concerned that if we're going to allow you to do Madlin, you may come to actually be toivel something that is Tameh. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hossam. On the contrary, says Rabba, because Chazal only allowed you to be Matar Yukeli through Dolyoy, through putting in as you trying to use it as a pitcher. So what that serves, Zochahu, it serves as a reminder that this is not really mutter. And in fact, I saw that the Magen Avraham, and it's very much in line with what we've been discussing in our shir, the Magen Avraham says that even though we spoke at the beginning of our shir about a new keli, about taking it to the mikveh on Yontif, and we learned that the Mishnah Berurah says a new keli can be taken on Yontif the keli, we still should not make a bracha. And he explains why. He says, here we're seeing that Chazal didn't want that tefilas kelim, tefilas should become popular on Yontif. We wanted to avoid it, only do it in the most circumstanced fashion. And since the bracha is not absolutely necessary, so he says, don't make the bracha, and like that we'll keep it quiet. And in fact, the Rav Yoh says that the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos teaches us different statements. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph Masechta Shabbos says different things a person is supposed to announce in his home Erev Shabbos if he didn't prepare it for Shabbos. Says the Rav Yoh, what about kelim? Why shouldn't we make an announcement? Did you take all your kelim to the mikveh? So says the Rav Yoh, since our Gemara just said that there is a way of dealing with a keli, just using it to draw the water, so therefore there is a way to be matara keli on Shabbos Yontif. Therefore, Chazal did not require to make a statement. Eisvei asked the Gemara, keli shenit meber of Yontif, a keli that became tummy before Yontif with an ava tumab, emat bilan oisa be Yontif. We're not allowed to take it to the mikveh on Yontif. Biyontif, but it came tamei on Yontif. Matbilem oisai biyontif. Such a keli may be taken to the mikveh. And Rashi makes the point that this is a tremendous chiddush, because the reality is that even though I'm taking it to the mikveh on Yontif, it won't have a full tahara, because we know that a full tahara is not achieved until we have Harav Shemesh, until after it was taken to the mikveh, the night passed. So why would I be allowed to do it? So Rashi explains, I can't use such a keli for kachim, But I may use such a kelim. I may use such a kelim for chul and batara. So since there is something to be gained by using this keli, it's a good enough reason that I could take it to the mikveh. Vim isa. But if you are correct, asks Abaye to Rabba, that Chazal was so concerned about Tfilas Kalim, Nigzah the Yontif, Chazal should have said that a Kali that became Tamei and Yontif should be not taken to the mikveh or to the Erev Yontif, because a Kali that became Tamei and Erev Yontif may not be taken. So we should not be allowed to take even a Kali that got Tamei on Yontif. Answers the Gemara, Tamei be Yontif Nusad La Shchichihi. That a Kali should become Tamei and Yontif is uncommon. A milsul shchicha, as we've been discussing, milsul shchicha legazer rabbanim. People were very careful to become, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, people were very careful, explains Rashi, to be mechayev adam at the tar atzmai beregel. People became tar before yontif, and because they became tar before yontif, that's why they certainly were careful that nothing should become tamei on yontif. And based on this, the Rishonim say, so that's understandable by the Shalosh Regalim, where there's a rule of Chayiv Adam Latar Atzmai Beregel. Well, what about Rosh Hashanah, where we eat and there are Kalim? But what is the Gemara going to say about that? So the Rishayim say from here is a raya that not only must a person go to the mikveh before Yontif, but a person must go to the mikveh before the Shalosh Regalim, but a person has to go to the mikveh also before Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed discusses a person, for whatever reason, has an option. That we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And he's only going to be able to go to the mikveh before one of those occasions. Which should he go? So at first glance, we should say that he should go before Yontif, because as we just quoted many times, the Gemara says, Chayv Adam Ha'atar Atzmei Beregel. Before Yontif, a person is supposed to go to the mikveh. But on the other hand, of course a person should go to the mikveh before Yontif. But on the other hand, the reason a person goes to the mikveh before Yontif is, as we said at the beginning of our shir, that he should be tar when he eats the kabanis, he should be tar when he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Kabbonis. So that doesn't exist. So maybe he should go better before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the truth is, whenever one analyzes such a Shaila, there's a different point to talk about. A Machlokes of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. When somebody has a mitzvah that he could do right now, and he has a more important mitzvah, but the more important mitzvah he's not going to do right now. What should he do? Should he do the less important mitzvah that's in front of him now? Or should he do the more important mitzvah, but it'll cause to wait? And that's connected to the question of Eim Avir and HaMitzvahs. That's connected to the question of Zrizim Magdim HaMitzvahs. But putting that issue to the side, the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed says that Bezman Hazeh, as we just said, that we don't have mikveh, we don't have tahara b'yontif. He says that he should pick to go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. He says there are those that even suggest that bizman hazeh, a man, when he goes to the mikveh, doesn't make a bracha. But their opinions, that's not the accepted opinion, that say that when somebody goes to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, he should make a bracha. Moreover, we know that when a woman goes to the mikveh, she has to be very careful that there should be no chatzitza on her body. When a man goes to the mikveh, we're usually not that concerned about that. But the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur, a man should be careful, there should be no chatzitza on his body when he goes to the mikveh. So we see how concerned Chazal were about going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, he says that if somebody has to go to the mikveh, if somebody could only go to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Sukkot, he should choose Erev Yom Kippur. Eisvei, as the Gemara Abaye continues to ask questions on Rabbah. The Brisa says, Kli shenitma ba'ava tuma. The Keli became Tomei because of contact with Ava tuma. So now the Keli is Tomei midaraisa. So such a Keli may not be taken to the mikveh on Yontif. However, if it became Tomei in a lesser tuma, it came in contact with Vlada tuma, it came in contact with a Rishon tuma, the halacha then is Matbilan is to be yontif, we may take it to the mikveh miyontif. But asks Abaye to Rabba, Vemisa, if you are correct, that Chazal was so concerned about taking something to the mikveh miyontif, why not nigzaha ataha? Why shouldn't we say that this is asur, just like that this is also asur? Answers the Gemara, Vlada toma hechem shkachsla. To whom is a Vlada toma an issue? It's only an issue to the Kohanim. Because a Vlada toma, if somebody comes in contact with a Vlada toma, it becomes a Sheni Latoma. A Sheni Latoma is only an issue regarding Kachim. It's only an issue regarding Truma. And Kachim and Truma are something that Kohanim eat. And by Kohanim we say, Kohanim, Zrizim Haim, the Kohanim are very careful, and therefore, using the concept that we've been using the entire Shia, says Rashi, that therefore, since the Kohanim is Zrizim, so Tumah is not that common by them, and since Tumah is not that common by them, it becomes a Milsad Leishchicha, like Gazru Barabonim. Tashma, so says the Gemara. The Gemara wants to continue and asking on Rabba. Dom Rav Chibar Ashi Amar Rav, Nida. A person who's a Nida, and in those days, a Nida was not just an issue if she may or may not have relations with her husband. A Nida, everything that she wore was Tameh. And now, the time for the Nida to go to the mikveh comes on Yontif. V'ein le begodim, and she doesn't have any begodim that are tar to wear. The begodim that she's wearing, the clothing that she's wearing, are Tameh, because she's a Nida. So what should she do? Says the Bryce Maremes, she should go to the mikveh of a Tevelz B'Begadel. She go to the mikveh wearing a clothing. And all the Rishonim explain that the clothing that she's wearing are not tight-fitting clothing. And since the clothing are not tight-fitting clothing, there's no problem of going that the both the clothing and the person will be tahar. So Tosfos, the very Maskil Maremes, asks, how can we allow her to go to the mikveh that way? The halacha, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says, Daf Tzadik Dalar Mabeis, Shuyosha Shabegat Zei Kibusoi. When you soak a garment, that's called washing it. So why is this not, why when a woman goes into the mikveh wearing her garments, isn't it a problem of washing her garments? So Tosfos answers, the matter is how you soak them. Wearing a garment and going into a mikveh, unless the mikveh water is not necessarily clean, is certainly not considered washing the water. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests that shirasai zui kibusai is only said on a garment that is dirty. But if the garment is clean, we don't have to worry about shirasai kibusai. Another Nafkamina that the Rashba wants to suggest. He says that a beged, there's certain clothing that washing them, just soaking them in water, dipping them in water, they become clean. And that's what we say, shiruyusai zu kibusai. But most garments need to be worked on and rubbed to be considered washed. And such a beged, just taking it into water, is not considered a beged. But the Rireim, because of this question, actually says that the garment that our Gemara is speaking about is a leather garment. When do we say, says the Rireim, Shuyusai Zui Kubusai? That's by a material, by a garment made out of material. And there, when it soaks in water, that's considered that it became washed. But when you have a leather garment, we don't say Shuyusai Zui Kubusai just because it was put into water. Now, back to our Gemara. So he said that this woman who's a Nida may go to the mikveh wearing her clothing, but asks the Gemara Rabbah, who's been so strict about going to the mikveh, why are we being lenient? V'misa nigzer dem aslat bu'b'enayu. Maybe if we're going to allow her to go to the mikveh that way, she may come to take the clothing explicitly to the mikveh, which is asur. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. It's obvious that there it's different. Because we're only allowing the woman to go to the mikveh, to take the garment to the mikveh because she's wearing it, that will serve as a reminder that she shouldn't take her clothing to the mikveh and she won't make the mistake. But now, the Gemara goes back, to the fundamental subject which we have been discussing. We've been discussing if somebody could take something to the mikveh on Shabbos or not. And Rav Yosef gives a different reason. He says the reason something may not be taken to the mikveh on Shabbos is from shechita. We know on Shabbos there's an issa to do shechita of squeezing something out, and therefore Chazal said that we're worried about shechita. Why doesn't Rav Yosef ask the tzlach? Why is Rav Yosef not concerned as the Gemara began our shiur today, Shema Yavarenu? So he explains, where do we say Shema Yavarenu? By a shofar, by a lulav, by Megillah, which are mitzvahs chiyuvos, which are mitzvahs that we're obligated to do. And therefore, because a person is obligated to do those mitzvahs, and he's anxious to do those mitzvahs, we're concerned that he may forget himself and carry them on Shabbos. But here we're not speaking about a mitzvah chiyuvos. And that's why when it's not a mitzvah chiyuvos, there is no concern of Shema Yavarenu. But the concern of Shema Yischot, of course, remains. So Abaya asks Rabbi Yosef, if you take a garment, we have to be worried about schita. However, kelim the la b'nei schita nenu, if you have a wood or a metal keli that are not something where schita could happen, why should we not be allowed to take them to the mikvah? Ma'ik l'meimah, answers the Gemara, gzeira hani otahani. You're right, they shouldn't be osur, but Chazal said that these are also because of those. So the Rishonim asked, if that's a gzeira that we should make, so then how could we ever wash a dish or a glass on Shabbos? Why don't we say that if we're going to allow you to wash them, you may come to do schita? So the Ran answers, kelim, when we take kelim to the mikveh, they used to take garments and they used to take kelim. And therefore, there's a concern for a mix-up. But dishes are washed in a sink. Begadim are not washed in a sink. So just because we allow you to wash your dishes in the sink doesn't mean that we need to be concerned that you're also going to wash your clothing in the sink. Amalei, Esei. So now the Gemara again asked all the questions that we asked before, how we see that Chazal did not make gzeiris. Why are you making this gzeiris? Call on it to Yofta. V'shanalei, and just like Rava responded to all the questions that he was asked, so too Rabbi Yosef Kedushininen gives the same type of answers, the same answer. Makes the Rosh the point that we spoke at the beginning of our shir, we spoke twice at the beginning of our shir, about taking kelim chadoshim, taking new vessels to the mikveh, that we know we have to take them to the mikveh. Says the Rosh, if the concern is Shema Yischot, so that applies even by Kelim Chadoshim. Rabbi Bibi gives a different reason why we may not take a keli to the mikveh on Yontif. He says the reason is Gzeirah Shema Yisha. Chazal were concerned that a person says, on Yontif I have plenty free time, so I'm going to wait. If I'm allowed to take kelim to the mikveh, I could wait till Yontif, when I have the availability to take it. And therefore, in the meantime, he's going to have in his home kelim which are tamei. And if he has in his home kelim which are tamei, he may come to use them for truma, which of course is osur. So Rabbi Halacha says that if that's the concern, then it's only, going back to what we just mentioned, that would be only a concern by kelim that became tamei. For as we just explained, kelim that just became tamei, we need to be concerned that if you're going to leave them at home without having taken them to the mikveh, you may come to use them. But kelim that are new kelim, as we said earlier in our shir, even if somebody used the keli that was supposed to be taken to the mikveh and he cooked or baked in it, the food doesn't become asur. So there we don't have the concern of Shema Yisra. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi Rabibi, the Braisa supports this explanation, because the Braisa says, Keli Shnitma Meir of Yontif, Eimat Bin Lai Sibi Yontif, a Keli that became Tami before Yontif, we shouldn't tovel it on Yontif. For Chazal were concerned, Gzeira Shema Yisra, you may come to keep those Kalim and use those Kalim improperly. Rava gives another reason why we may not take a keli to the mikvah on Yontif. It looks like we're fixing a keli. By taking it to the mikvah till now, it was tamei, and now we're making it tahor. Ask the Gemara if that is the concern, Yachi Adam Nami, then a person should not be allowed to go to the mikveh either, because the person who is tamei now will become tahor, and therefore it should be considered that he made him, that it's a tikkun that he changed from becoming tamei to tahor. Answers the Gemara, a person who goes to the mikveh, we could say Adam Nira Kameka. When a person goes to the mikveh, it looks like he's just going to cool himself off. He's not going to be masakin himself. Ask the Gemara, Hotinach Ma'im Yofim. That's understandable if the mikveh that's being used is a mikveh with clean water. So there, we could say that the person just went to clean himself off. But what are we going to say by Ma'im Roim? What are we going to say by a person that is going to mikveh with not clean water? A person doesn't go to clean himself off in not clean water. Ma'ikla Meimah. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Pam Shadon Ba Be Sheriff. Sometime it's a very hot day. Roichitz Afel Be Mei Mishra. He's even going to cool himself off in water that was used for soaking flax. Water that's used for soaking flax is typically not that clean. But a person is desperate to cool himself off, and he'll go into that type of mikveh. Ask the Gemara. Tanech V'Maisachama. So this explanation is understandable in the summer, where a person could get so hot that he'll go into the mikveh just to cool himself off. That's what people are saying that he's going for. But in winter, where you're not that hot, what's the heter for a person to go to the mikveh? Answers the Gemara that even in the winter, Omer Rav Nachba Yitzchak, Pamim Sha'adam Ba'amin Asada, sometimes a person comes home, Meluchla B'titta B'tzaya, and he's dirty, and Reichetz Afilu B'Gemaisek Shaman, even though it's winter and it's cold, he's going to go to the mikveh because he just needs to clean himself off because of the dirt that's on his body. So our Gemara just taught us that a person may go to the mikveh because it's nearer Kameka, it looks like he's cooling himself off, and we don't have to worry about nearer Kamasakin. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes Daf Mem teaches us that with the Rabbanan, a person may not bathe himself in hot water on Shabbos, even if the water was heated before Shabbos. But the Gemara there says that one may bathe himself in cold water. However, says the Magen Avraham quoting the Maril, that the minig nowadays is that no bathing is done on Shabbos, even bathing in cold water. Because there are all sorts of isurim that one chas v'shalom may come to violate if he takes a bath on Shabbos. Schita, as we discussed earlier, he may come to squeeze the towel. Haitzah, carrying the things to the bathhouse. And therefore, as we know, we don't take even a cold bath on Shabbos. So, points out the Trumas Hadashin, that we are learning now in our Gemara, that somebody could go to the mikveh on Shabbos because Nira can make her. But nowadays, where people don't take a bath or a shower on Shabbos, we don't have the heter of Nira can make her. So what's the reason that a person could go to the mikveh? And in fact, because of this, he says that a nida should only go to the mikveh, should not delay that she should have to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. Because going to the mikveh on Shabbos is not a simple heter, it's only near a kameka. The Gemara Masechta Brachos discusses quite extensively that somebody who had an emission of zera, an emission of semen, should not learn Torah, not daven, until he goes to the mikveh. However, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that just like Torah is compared to fire, and just like fire can't become tamei, so too divrei Torah can't become tamei, and that's why somebody who is a balkeri doesn't have to go to the mikveh to be able to daven or to learn. But the Gemara says, chassid v'anshei meisa are makbid on tefillas Ezra, and only learn or daven if they have such an emission. They go to the mikveh. Therefore, says the Gra, that a person is not allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos in our time because we don't have the heter of Nira Kameker. And if you don't have the heter of Nira Kameker, you may not go to the mikveh. However, the Magen Avraham says that you're allowed to. He says, because what's the reason our Gemara says that one is not allowed to go to the mikveh? Because Nira Kamesakin. I'm making myself from being Tamei Tohor. But if the halacha is that tefillah is not absolutely necessary, because as we know, many people learn and daven without ever going to the mikveh. So what's the reason we don't want a person to go to the mikveh on Shabbos? Because it's Nira Kameker. There is no concern of Nira Kameker when somebody goes to the mikveh on Shabbos, Nira Kamesakin, when he goes to the mikveh on Shabbos, because he's not really being Mesakin himself. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, even in a world where there is no Nira Kameker, a person who's going to the mikveh, Tfilas Ezra, could go on Shabbos. However, the Rishonim point out that we know when a ger becomes a ger, part of the process that he has to go to the mikveh. The halacha is that a ger may not go to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yontif. And there are two reasons given. One is there's much more of a rabbim involved. We know that the gerus has to take place in front of a bezdin. Moreover, the tikkun is a much stronger tikkun because he's becoming from being non-Jewish, he's becoming Jewish. And therefore, since that's a much greater act of tikkun, a ger may not go to the mikveh, a ger cannot do his tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif. So now we're learning, ask the Gemara. So we learned that on Shabbos, even in the winter, we could apply sometimes the concept of Nira Kameker. But ask the Gemara, Tanech B'Shabbos. So that's understandable on Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, where a person is not allowed to wash himself under any circumstances, because that's part of Inui, Mayik L'Memer, what's the heter to go to the mikveh? In their world, people went to the mikveh on Yom Kippur as well. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Miyik Amidi the B'Shabbos Shari. Can we have a situation that on Shabbos, which is more serious, because Shabbos, if somebody does a malacha, he's chai mises bezdin. Yom Kippur, if somebody does a malacha, there's a chiv karis. How could it be that Shabbos it would be mutter Yom Kippur asur? Ella, so says Rava, hoyel b'Shabbos shari. Since as we've been learning, on Shabbos one may go to the mikveh near Kameka. That's why we can't have Yom Kippur anymore stricter, and that's why Yom Kippur shari you could go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, so Rava has now used the concept of Hoyel. Since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it must be Mutter on Yom Kippur also. Ask the Gemara, does Rava subscribe to the concept of Hoyel for Tanan? The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says that one may not take medicine on Shabbos because Chazal were concerned for Shchika Samamona. You may come to make the medicine. Somebody who has Chayesh B'Shinov, somebody has a toothache, Loigama Benes HaChayimitz, he's not allowed to swallow vinegar because it looks, who swallows vinegar? It's obvious that you're doing refuah. He could dip his food into vinegar, and if that, because that's the way I'm eating, and anything that's done because that's the way I eat, even though it has a therapeutic effect, it's fine. And the strap and the strapper, Vermina law, and the Gemara asked, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to swallow. You're not allowed to swallow vinegar and spit it out. You're allowed to swallow it. That you don't. So from this Mishnah, this price, it seems you don't have to just dip food in it. You could swallow it. When the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to swallow vinegar, it means that you're not allowed to gargle with it. Rinse your mouth with it and expel it. You could say that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to swallow it. How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Loi kasha. Kan koidim tibul. Before you dip your food in vinegar, therefore, if I see somebody swallowing the vinegar, I'll think that that's the way he eats his dip. And therefore, the halacha is he's allowed to take the vinegar. After he dipped it, so it's obvious that he's not doing it for dipping fashion, he's doing it for refuah, and therefore he's not allowed to even rinse with vinegar, even if he's going to swallow, because it's obvious that he's doing it for refuah. But ask the Gemara, If Rava subscribes to the concept of Hoyel, name a Hoyel v'kaidim tibul shuri, why don't we say that since before you did the dipping, we allow you to swallow the vinegar straight, because it's not, people may say I'm doing it because that's the way I eat. So l'achat tibul, we should say Hoyel, and if after you dip, it should also be say Hoyel. Answers the Gemara, Hadabe Rava Mehi. Rava went away from that teretz, and therefore he says that what's mutter is always mutter, and what's usser is always usser. And after he retracted from that teretz, he said what we said over here, that by a Shabbos you're allowed to go to the mikveh, then, and we say hoyel on Yom Kippur because of Shabbos. But in Masechta Shabbos, Rava walked away from the teretz of saying that there's a difference before I ate or after I ate, and he says that the Mishnah that says it's usur is if you're going to expel it. When you're going to swallow it, it's always mutter. Ask the Gemara, my day he hadabay, dama hadabay. What forces us to say that he changed his mind from when we said himself to Shabbos? Maybe he changed his mind for what he said here. Says the Gemara Loisakadatach. It doesn't make sense to say that Rava held that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Kol chai v'tfilis, if somebody's obligated to go to the mikvah, metavlin kedarkon, they go to the mikvah, bain. And it's difficult to say that Rava would disagree. But our minig, the Rishonim say, is that we don't go to the mikveh not on Tisha B'Av or not on Yom Kippur. One is because the Mishnah there is, the Braisa is speaking about tefillah bezmana. The tefillah when you're absolutely supposed to go to the mikveh. We know in Hilchas Nida, there are many chumris that we have, as the Gemara Masechta Nida teaches us. So it's not really the time that Midaraisa, that she's obligated to go to the mikveh. If it's not real zmana, then you can't go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Another is in the time of Chazal, Tosfos says, where people were very careful, as we discuss often, about tum and tahara. That's where Chazal said that you're not allowed to go, that you may go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av, because Chazal were concerned that if you didn't go to the mikveh, you may make something tamei, and that was something that was a real concern in those days. Nowadays, that we don't live in a world of tuma tahara, this concern doesn't exist, and everybody agrees that you may not go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. We learned in the Mishnah of Shavim Shemeshikin Samayim Kli Evin. Everybody agreed that we could do a shaka in a stone kalim. My avaloi matbilim. Ask the Gemara. Avaloi matbilin. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Amishmu, a matbilin is a kli that you shouldn't use a keli that needs tefila agav memel of tar b'yontif. You now that you want to do a shaka, and so you say I'll do a shaka with a kli tame, and like that I'll get the keli tahar. Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're standing. Mani masnisin, who's going to be the tan of our Mishnah? Loi Rebbe v'loi Rabbanan. It will not be consistent, not with the opinion of Rebbe, nor with Rabbanan. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, emet bin as a kli al gabe meimav, l'taroi, we can't do a shaka to make a keli tar, v'emashikin as a mayim, and we can't do a shaka b'klei evan l'taron. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says we may not do a shaka. V'cham oimrim, matbilim kli al gav meimav l'taroi. If we're doing a shaka, we could do that shaka in a keli that's tamei, and like that we'll be able to benefit that the keli becomes tar. And furthermore, v'mashikin a mayim b'klei evan l'taron, we're allowed to do a shaka. So now, Mani, I Rebbe kasha hashaka. Rebbe said that a shaka may not be done. And our Mishnah says a shaka may be done. V'rabbanon kashat bala. Our Mishnah says you can't do tefillah. You can't take a tamadig keli when you're using that shaka. The Rabbanon say you may. Answers the Gemara, Ibai say Merebi, Ibai say Merabbanon. There's a way to reconcile our Mishnah with the opinion of Rebbe, and there's a way to reconcile with the opinion of Rabbanon. Ibai say Merebi, Reish the Braisa. The Mishnah, the Braisa that says that you about doing that you could take the keli, Miyantif. The Sefer that says you can't do a shaka is on Shabbos. And our Mishnah is talking about Yontif. In other words, Rebbe is going to hold that taking a Tamadig Keli may never be done. Hashaka may never be done on Shabbos, but on Yontif, Hashaka may be done, which is exactly what our Mishnah will hold. V'bayis Emir Rabbanan, the Kulam Asnisin, and our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, and that's why on Shabbos only a shakab is mutter, but using a tamadega keli when I do it as shaka is not. The Mishnah, the Brisa, is talking about Yontif. And in Yontif, not only is Ashoka permitted, but the Rabbanon hold that you could do Ashoka with a Tamadiga Keli, and you'll benefit, and not a Keli will also become Tahor.